under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Tuesday, October 17th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like a link to the Crash Course Training Workshop coming up on Saturday, December 2nd, just text me event. And I'll text you the clickable link. All you have to do is click on it. You'll go to the website, read the information, sign up for our email blast. It all explains it to you there. Subscribe to it. Then make a donation. When you click on donate, the yellow button, a dialog box will pop up on your phone or your computer. You need to put in a dollar amount where the zero is. Some people said they weren't able to make a donation. You have to change the zero to $35. Or if there's two attendees, $70. That's the cost. That is the cost for the books and the class. One of the things that I think we're looking at here is lack of education, lack of training, lack of reading the state constitution, not understanding Robert's rules of order and how all public meetings, even the state legislature, both the House chamber and the Senate chamber, how they operate. This state representative, Josh Shriver, he's a young, I'm going to call him a kid. I'm 65. I can call anybody under 40 a kid. I've earned it. Well, guess what? This kid doesn't understand a simple majority. This is the process of what the Democrats refer to as democracy. When the majority rules, that's what a democracy is. That's where you have basically two wolves and one lamb, and they take a vote on what's for lunch. Guess what? That lamb is getting eaten. It's that simple. That is the power. That's the simplest way to explain majority rules, democracy. The only thing is, when it comes to our government, we have a representative government. a Republican form of representative government. Why do they call it a republic? A constitutional republic? Because you don't go to Lansing as a job and listen to bills being discussed in committee and then take a vote. You don't do that. You elect people to go to Lansing to represent you while you're doing your job, while you're running your business, while you're living your life. We have a representative government. Founding fathers called it a constitutional republic. But when it comes right down to the voting aspect, majority rules. We're going to learn all that on December 2nd and how it works in the real world. Talking about real world, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. Next segment, we'll be right back. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two on this terrific Tuesday. Joining us as usual in this slot, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What is happening in your world?
You know, lots of stuff. There's something very interesting that is happening, but I cannot tell you about it. It's so unfair to even mention it. But there's something coming down the pipe that's going to be very interesting for your listeners, for our fans, fans of freedom, fans of free speech, fans of fighting against some of this ridiculous stuff that's coming down. gosh, I wish I could say more about it, but I think documents are going to be filed. And this is not an action that I am a part of.
Okay.
Legally speaking, this is something else that has come our way sort of adjacent through the other battles that we've been a part of. So as soon as these documents get filed, I believe by the end of next week.
Okay.
So I might not even be able to talk about it next week yet, but there's a very interesting thing that's going on, and I cannot wait to talk about it. But it's just in line with a lot of the other stuff that we've been fighting against that you and I always talk about.
Yep.
And it's just getting these government agencies off of our back. And there's a new one that's stepped in it recently. I can at least tell you it's the Michigan Department of Civil Rights.
Oh, very cool. Now, one thing on that point is explain to the audience why you can't announce it now. Explain that process, because a lot of times you and I talk and we have conversations about very, you know, obvious different topics and things that we talk about that we not necessarily related to the interview every week, but something that we want to brainstorm or bounce off of each other. Explain that process as to why you specifically can't say or make an announcement today or even possibly next Tuesday.
There's a couple of reasons. One in particular is that a lot of times you don't want to tip your hand. You don't necessarily want to discuss, you know, a certain argument that you may be trying to make or bring about in a lawsuit, those types of things. With us, it's been a little bit different than this exact case that I'm talking about here. This is an individual. This is not a business. Again, it is a free speech thing, but really it's about strategy. And as these things develop, your strategy starts to change a little bit. And I'll tell you, one of the best strategies that we have deployed, myself, Dave Delaney, our attorney, is this lie in the weeds approach. The folks down in Lansing are plenty happy to think of us as hillbilly, uneducated folk up here.
Yep.
And we sort of play right in line with that. We kind of played that hand a little bit when we were told to shut down, but then the governor opened back up. So we personally, the Iron Pig, was told to shut down because we were an imminent threat because we were open during the close down. Then the governor said restaurants can open back up. So I defied the order out of Lansing to open back up and essentially got a contempt of court. But our argument in the contempt of court hearing was, well, wait a minute, Your Honor, if we're such an imminent threat because of COVID, then why did the governor just open back up restaurants?
So yeah, you guys can open up to full capacity. You stop taking names on a sign-in sheet, all of that. Well, now, wait a minute.
Strategic move.
got it.
Yeah, this was happening over a couple of days, right? So we had not even 72 hours to kind of make these decisions. But I didn't tip my hand in any way when they said you have to close your restaurant. And then we knew that these orders were coming out. There's a strategy involved with that. And again, it's for us, it's the lying in the weeds. And we just let them think that we're, you know, dingbats, you know, from up.
Yeah.
North.
Well, I refer to us, of course, as the Hicks and the Sticks north of 46.
There you go. Perfect. I love that.
Yes. Now, here's the other component to this, because as the attorneys are laying out the paperwork, laying out the filing that you referred to, it becomes then a situation where it's based on precedent. It's based on existing laws, interpretation of those laws. There's disagreement. So you're putting forth an argument. So you really don't want the other side to be aware of it so that when it's actually filed, they have the ability to file an immediate response to possibly neuter it or get it thrown out. Is that part of the strategy?
Yes, absolutely. And majority of the time for our things that we've done with briefing, more specifically, is we wait till they are filed and made public. That way, anybody can see them. Anybody can talk about them. It's not just conjecture. It's actually what we've done and what our argument is putting forth, I guess, is the best way to say it.
Absolutely.
And to your point about precedent, with a lot of these cases, and in this case I'm hoping I get to talk about soon,
yep.
Things are changing rapidly. With the COVID judgments and stuff that were coming down, especially about school mask mandates, those were happening daily. So it's tough to come out and say, well, this is what we want to do, because tomorrow it could change, and or at the time, emergency order could change everything and put masks back on or take masks off. I mean, the power that these executive branch agencies, this fourth branch of government we always talk about, yep. The power that they have is just insane. And this next case is a prime example of it, because it has a lot to do with the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Amendment that was passed earlier this year. So it's just some interesting things that are happening. And again, it's not the health department that's coming down. It's now the MDCR, Department of Civil Rights in Michigan, that is coming and pushing these arguments forward. And it's going to be a very interesting battle moving forward. And I can't wait to tell everybody about exactly what's going to be happening.
Well, it's very similar to the dissertation that Tom Lambert, attorney for Michigan Open Carry, presented to the folks who attended our Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast gun swap that we did in August. And he said, don't freak out over these gun bills, Randy. You've been talking about it on your radio show. I've been listening to you. And, you know, you're concerned that 90 days after they end the legislative session, they go into effect. He says, but as soon as they go into effect, we are preparing a lawsuit that is going to be filed that says they're overreaching. These bills, these laws that the governor signed that will take immediate effect in February of next year, we're going to tie it up in court. So don't freak out just yet, because the way their strategy is that they overreached and they passed things and did what they wanted for their far left agenda when it comes to the Second Amendment, firearms, ammunition, safe storage, red flag laws, all of that, Ian. But he said it was so overreaching that we're going to very simply be able to prove it's unconstitutional per the Second Amendment for the U.S. Constitution, as well as Michigan State's Constitution, Article 1, Section 6. He said, not only will we defeat these bills, but we will gain more rights. We'll actually reverse a lot of the previous other rules and things that they've placed on us. So don't freak out just yet. There is going to be a court battle over this, and we think that we are actually going to gain rights as opposed to losing rights. So is this somewhat similar, you think, in the strategy regarding civil rights?
I do. It is completely an overreach. And there's a couple of things that people are going to start to become more familiar with as these arguments start to heat up as we get towards the end of the legislative session, which I'm not sure that they've announced yet. So people are going to hear more about the term sine die, which is exactly what you just described.
First week in November. I got it from a state representative Republican last night at 7:10 when he texted me. He said they're going to end it the first week in November.
So then all of those bills that were passed and sine die, which means that they don't take effect till 90 days after the end of the current legislative session that they were passed, and people are going to hear more and more about that. The Elliot Larson stuff that I just mentioned will be taking effect then. These gun things, the red flags, all those stuff. So, and separation of powers. We always go back to, and that's why I'm adjacent to this civil rights complaint that's going on. Is because it is a violation of the separation of powers. You know, the Department of Civil Rights is basically writing laws that have penalties to them, and they're enforcing them all within the executive branch in Michigan. So you're going to find these arguments are very compelling, and I think you're right. They're probably going to actually unlock some more of our rights and our freedoms.
Well, and the interesting component to this, this is completely different areas of our laws, of our liberties, our freedoms, regarding civil rights to Second Amendment. Now there's even arguments, discussion about they're not going to be able to implement the early 9 days of voting next year that they passed per proposal two, because they don't have the money to fund these local municipalities, townships, cities, villages, even some county clerks are saying, we don't have the money to handle 9 days of early voting. We can't find poll workers. Just like you can't find staff for your yes. business. Others,
we've heard that here in Otsego County, as a matter of fact. I personally have heard that from our county clerk's mouth, that they are concerned about those exact same things, among other things moving forward. But a lot of those things that were changed, yeah.
Well, and here's the other component to this. As these laws, these rules, these changes go into effect, but then they can't implement them, they can't fund them, they can't find the workers, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe, just maybe, this whole agenda collapses just because they were so overreaching.
Yeah, and you know, I'll say this is, you know, par for the course for how government does things, right? Let's ram through some legislation. Let's enact it before we've, you know, thoroughly vetted and make sure that our localities can actually implement these things. I mean, this is par for the course for how government operates.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the business, the hours they're changing, the colors. I've been texted by many people saying, Trucker, you need to get your motorcycle out and get up here to Cross Village, the Tunnel of Trees on M119. The colors are in full peak, and people need to come to Northern Michigan this weekend.
We've seen a ton of people coming through here. I mean, golly, it's almost like July on the weekends up here. It's incredible. And we haven't had the nicest of weather, and it looks like we're going to have some nice weather.
Yes.
So I implore anybody to come up. But yeah, you know, so we're doing breakfast 4 days a week. We're doing it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all scratch breakfast from 9 to 11. We're not doing our buffet anymore like we were for the golfers.
Yep.
Golf season's over. So open 7 days a week. We close the kitchen at around 10 o'clock, the bar around 11 o'clock on the weekends, and then 9 and 10 o'clock during the week. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. Live music every Friday night that we have going on right now. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, 8 to 11 we bring in usually a solo or a duo act to come in and do music right at the bar. Every other Wednesday night we have karaoke. The best karaoke hosts in Northern Michigan, Al and Diane, are here. We have so much fun stuff going on. It's a lot of fun. It's fun to be in the barbecue business, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. And, of course, want to mention the Mug Club. Explain that to folks.
Yeah, so we've got a fantastic Mug Club that gives you a ton of benefits. You know, we have the Ultimate Lifetime one that gets you our NFT project. There's a monthly membership as well, an annual membership, discounts on beer, discounts on food, discounts on merchandise, exclusive VIP access. We're getting ready to announce our dates for Fuel Fest next year. So you get free passes to that, behind the scenes access to meet and greets, all that fun stuff. Mug Club, what is it? Iron Pig, mugclub.com is more information on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And one last thing I did want to ask you about, and this is something I got a text message from the listener. He just wanted to verify. Brisket, how long do you smoke it, and what type of wood chips do you use?
So we use wood, cherry wood, from Boyne Valley. A friend of ours brings that over about once a month. And so it really, the majority of our brisket run for at least 12 hours, sometimes 16, depending on the weight. But they sit right in our kitchen, right in our gorgeous old hickory smoker that was built right out of Missouri. And it's not, they're not chips. They're actual logs, little quartered logs.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, we appreciate that information. Not giving away any trade secrets, but that's why your brisket and all of your smoked meats taste so good, is because of the cherry wood.
And we love to share this information, too. I mean, that's partly what barbecue is all about, is sharing and trying out different things. That's what makes barbecue so unique. So we're always happy to share anything like that to get anybody interested in barbecue or up in their barbecue game whatsoever. Come on by, ask questions, give us a call, shoot us an email, any of that fun stuff.
Excellent, excellent. Well, stay strong, and hopefully the papers get filed, then we can talk about it next Tuesday. But we'll see.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, man. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan.